intro.
Call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and at the moment we're speaking with Mike in Kentucky. Okay, guys.
Thanks for taking me off the air because, you know, when I first called in, I often am 3 or 4 minutes behind your guys' clock sometimes, maybe more, on the Internet, and I think it's Dan or Ken, when he answered the phone, man, he sounded just like Rick there. And he said hello, and I was like, am I on the air? And I'm like, I didn't know I was on the air. I've had a history with your show of whistling or playing a harmonica or something, and I'm on the air, and I didn't know it. So.
It's all good.
Well, you can play that harmonica anytime you want, buddy. From what I remember, you're really good.
Well, it ain't that bad. I can imagine there's some cowboys or cow pokes, as they used to call them, that got pretty good, too, out on the range. I tried to turn a few of my friends onto that. If we ended up in some kind of a whatever, FEMA camp or something like that, that could be an invaluable way to pass the time and console your fellow, you know, prisoners. I think in the jail they have plastic ones now. So it's a skill that, you know, to take up, you know, if the Internet goes down to television or whatever, people go a little stir crazy after a while, you know. So it's a survival skill to know a little instrument, you know, simple instruments and stuff. Our hillbilly friends out here in Eastern Kentucky all know that. They Scotch-Irish instrument makers and stuff that escaped, a lot of us escaped the, you know, the oppressive English and regimes there in the British Isles, and they just, you know, they got mad and left. The potato famine or whatever.
I hear you.
So we got a lot of that. We got a lot of that. One thing I wanted to mention, though, as you're talking about the control of the food, there was supposed to be this massive greenhouse operation that was supposed to go into Pike County, and for some reason it got moved over here. They built this huge airport in Rowan County. I think they were trying to basically create something people have started calling New Moorhead to the west of downtown. There's a massive, you know, golf course that's, I don't know, it's built to PGA specs or something called the Eagle Trace. And they built these $600,000 homes and stuff, this big real estate development. The only problem is, I guess they didn't think about it. When you fly out of the airport on your Learjet, as you're flying out north, or as you're on final approach, if you're coming in from the north, you see this massive black tarp area over in the next county over, Fleming County, and you cannot see it on Google Earth, but you can get on like Bing, what used to be called Bing Live Local or the Bird's Eye View, and you can fly over it, and I did that on my dad's computer a few years ago. As you step around it, it changes in size over the years. And they apparently been doing aerial photography in high detail for a long time. As you can see that from the 70s, basically, they moved the buildings and expanded it. It's a massive low-level nuclear waste dump. And so as you're coming into the county, you see that over there. And I told an industrial hygienist about it that moved over here from California. He moved in here to get away from Los Angeles so he could raise his children in a quiet environment. And he found out they put in a big plastics plant right by where they moved all the schools to. They moved like middle school, grade school, and high school. And he said his opinion was that, look, these children are basically getting a career-level occupational exposure to these plasticizer residues that's flowing over the schools. And if you can smell it, it's already too late. You're way above the safe levels, is what he said. And I said, well, man, I know people that live out there. They smell it all the time. It smells like burnt plastic, like I used to do when I burned the trash when I was growing up. And there was a guy that was labeled crazy in the early 80s that was trying to outlaw what they've came to be called Kentucky ducks, if you know what I'm talking about, plastic white milk jugs. Every time there's any high water, they end up hanging in the cane along the creeks. But this greenhouse on the back to food control real quick, this greenhouse is going to grow everything in charcoal and artificially, or whatever, hydroponically put all the minerals in there and recollect the water and recycle rainwater through this thing so that it's environmentally neutral. And it is supposed to, I guess it's 48 acres or something, it's supposed to supply a huge chunk of the eastern seaboard with cucumbers and tomatoes. Of course, the rumor is that this is being built to in anticipation of legalized marijuana, and that's what they're going to grow out there. Turns out they might grow a little bit of that. The problem is the industrial hemp, and this is another one I did a documentary on with a guy named, he was eventually on the Republican Executive Committee for State of Kentucky, Doug Morgan. The way I see it, we went down and did a day with the Marijuana Task Force, Eradication Task Force, and, of course, it was all about if you want legalized hemp, then you need to get rid of your guns. You know, we can't have a Second Amendment if you want legalized marijuana because it makes people paranoid and they're going to shoot everybody up or some crap, you know. They have been propagandizing against hemp. I think that's a prime example of the elite sequestering technology. We could feed the world with hemp.
Mike, do you know where that came from?
DuPont.
You got it. You knew the answer.
It would compete with their project to make plastics out of soy. And you know that this coronavirus and soy are intimately tied together because soy protein isolate, legumes, peas, chickpeas, hummus. I love hummus. If you eat that predominantly, peanut butter, if that's a large portion of your diet, there's a good chance you're chronically low in zinc. And when a coronavirus of any type hits you, or a rhinovirus, then it has free reign to replicate because your lysosomes are inhibited by not having enough zinc. Your immune system, certain white blood cells, need zinc. And when you lose the taste in your mouth, which I've had happen a few times in my life, you get one of these bugs, you lose the taste and smell. That is your body being robbing all the zinc to try to send it to the immune system or whatever. It's being, you know, it's your blood level of zinc is dropping.
Right.
So I don't know about
every day, buddy.
About 25 milligrams, I'd say, is a good safe amount. But then if you get sick, bump it up to about 80, 75 or 80. So if you get the 50 milligrams, you can bite them or cut them in half. You can take one and a half of them. But I don't know if it works, really, but you can try it if the zinc gluconate's the common one. If you kind of bite one of those in half and put it in your mouth and try to see what it tastes like, if it tastes kind of watery, then you're probably low in zinc. It tastes really terrible, metallic taste, then you're probably okay. I mean, but that's a rough rule of thumb. It's actually a zinc sulfonate, I think, that you do that with. But I think they, like you say, that they've set this up on purpose, and the elite know how to manage it so that if they get exposed, they're just going to have a mild case of it, and they'll end up with immunity.
Right.
You know.
Well, I throw vitamin C in that mix, too. I'm out right now, but more's coming next week.
Good. I would save back about enough for maybe 4 weeks of high dose. Like if you take it every 30 minutes, 2,000 milligrams or 2 grams every 30 minutes until you feel your guts go. For me, that's about 5 grams. I can't take more than about 5 grams a day, but you can build up to where you're taking more. That Linus Pauling died at 90-something, and it's probably what killed him. He was taking 35 grams a day at one point. So the vitamin C had to be what killed him at 95, you know.
Well, I do know that those massive doses of vitamin C work for staving off the flu and or a bad cold. I did that once, you know, one every 10 minutes until I couldn't stand it anymore. Next day, I felt great. Well, Mike, we got another caller waiting, buddy, so
yeah,
I'm going to let you go. And thank
all
you
right.
for calling.
You're welcome, man. Right. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Next, we're going to Ken in New York on line 9. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Tim, Laurie, Rick. Based on that last call from Mike, I ran into my refrigerator while I was waiting, and I have a bottle of ionic zinc, it's called, 50 milligram. I try to get my stuff in liquid form when possible.
Right.
Because typically your digestive system doesn't work all that great when you get a little older. So it has zinc sulfate, copper sulfate, some chloride, it says. Ionic trace minerals. Nice little combination. It's not terribly expensive either. I think it's like $10 for a rather large bottle. I put a drop in my lemonade, which was a real question, was going to be a vegetable question and a fruit question. Lately, since I'm trying to avoid drinking fruit juices and things with, you know, a lot of sugar in them, I've been buying a lot of lemons and just making real lemonade and using stevia as a sweetener. I'm sorry?
I did exactly the same thing.
I heard it's good for your liver and a lot of things. Because when it's, you know, diabetes, you tend to have all these little problems. And I look at the, my lemonade has just lemon squeezed, a little stevia. And then it's not like the old country lemonade with the guy sitting on the porch where it's got 50 ingredients in it, including high fructose corn syrup.
Right. Which really all it does when they put all those ingredients in it is make it uncomfortably sweet for me.
Yeah.
I don't always buy, you know, squeezed lemons. I buy the green bottles of the lemon concentrate and make a gallon of it from that.
Right, but read them because they put a
stevia, whatever I've got.
Yeah, I think they put some preservatives in the bottle lemon.
They might.
Yeah, and as far as the stevia goes, I noticed that some of the stevia brands, which I thought were, you know, like Stevia and the Raw and ones like that, it turns out that they have small amounts of dextrose in them, which is like, what are you kidding me? That's like the, you know, worst stuff you can put in.
Yeah, so
it looks
right.
Like there's a brand in Walmart that is organic and just says stevia extract. And it's like you can buy it in bags or in liquid. So I'm going to try that now. And it does taste a lot better. But there's another one that has stevia and monk fruit in it, whatever a monk fruit is. And that seems to taste pretty good. You just look at the number of ingredients. If it's got more than two or three ingredients on it, you're in trouble.
Yeah, you probably are, buddy. I'm going to have to look at Walmart next time I go for that. I haven't looked in a while. Of course, at our Walmart, when you get in the food section, they got the front of the shelf stacked pretty well. You look behind the front of the shelf.
Yeah, I've seen that a few times. Yeah. That's right. This is in a purple package. I won't give the name, but it begins with a P.
And you can give the name. You're allowed to.
Oh, it's called Pior.
Pior.
P-Y-O-R, something like that. And it has like a purple and a sort of a purplish package with a white on the top, half and half. And it is a bit expensive, but it says it's organic. I don't know if it's...
Right.
What that means, you know. The vegetable question I had to ask was about squash and cauliflower, maybe directed to Rick. Is this in the supermarket, GM?
Rick had to leave after the first hour.
Oh, okay.
So you just got me and Lori. So Lori might be able to answer your question. But, you know, just say in advance, I probably won't. But go ahead and ask it.
Yeah, the question is just that, what are the is that a vegetable that has mostly been contaminated with GM, or is it
No, that I can answer.
Oh, okay. Well, even like the boxed vegetables or bagged vegetables, the I like to eat more squash and cauliflower, but you know, I'd heard some time ago, maybe it was at one time.
Well, I'll tell you what the deal is. Most of them are hybrids between two or even three breeds, but that does not mean genetically modified. There's a big difference between hybridization and genetically modifying an organism. So to the best of my knowledge, I have not come across any GMO squash. I'm not saying they're not out there. What I'm saying is I'm not aware of them. Lori?
Okay.
Hello, Lori.
Sorry, it was on mute. Off the top of my head, I haven't seen any, but usually when I buy food for the family, it's usually frozen vegetables.
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Yeah.
Either bagged or boxed?
They're bags, and as far as I know, I haven't seen GMO on them, so...
Well,
but
not,
I do know,
like, not like. Okay, yeah, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
It's a delay, but go ahead. I'll wait.
I do know that you can, if you want, like cauliflower, it can be grown in a pot, so it can actually be grown inside. A lot of people don't know that, but it can be.
How long would it take? How long would you have to leave the pot on?
Well,
no, I don't think that'll work right now. But you know, you try to do the best that you can. You know, for example, I won't eat anything with soy in it. You know, because I've heard that in like 98% of the soy is, and it's not good for you anyway. Not us guys, anyhow. So that was basically the question. And I guess that's not a problem with lemons, right? I mean, I've seen organic lemons, but they're really small and they're high priced. They don't seem to let them grow enough.
Well, it depends. This time of year coming up, December is when U.S. citrus usually comes ripe. Now, if you're getting fresh oranges and fresh lemons and any citrus during, say, the March through September time frame, that's likely coming out of South America. And that is always picked very early, like a month early. Way too early.
It ripens in transport.
Right.
Right.
Okay. And bananas are not really a problem. I mean, they sell organic bananas, but I've tried they had Del Monte, and I actually like the taste of the regular banana than the organic, so-called organic one.
Right. Well, unfortunately, Lori and I are both spoiled. We both grew up until we're 18 years old or so in Central Florida, South Florida, and that's where you can literally walk out your back door and take down a stalk of bananas or just grab one or two if that's all you want. And it was same thing on citrus, same thing on mangoes, avocados, all that. So we were so spoiled growing up.
Now look what I got, yeah.
Yeah. But I did find something, and I forgot the name of this tree. I'm looking at three of them that are growing right now. It's a dragon.
Your music.
Oh, yep. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443. Ken, stay on the line, please. There's something I want to tell you about.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Oh, that's different. That's from my injection. So.
Childhood living is easy to do.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RBN. We are speaking with Ken in Kentucky right now. Okay, I believe, Tim, you said you wanted to tell Ken something?
Yes, and actually it's Ken in New York. First, I want to ask you a question, Ken. What growing zone do you live in? Do you know? You still
Hello?
There, Ken?
Hello?
This is Tom in Utah, if you can hear me. Sound
oh,
like
I guess
listening.
I guess Ken oh, in New York hung up.
No, I'm still here. Here
I can hear Ken.
All right.
I can hear Ken
in
New York.
I want to go back to Ken for just a second. All right, Ken,
yes.
What growing zone do you live in there in New York? Do you know?
I live in Suffolk County, Long Island.
All right, so you don't know what USDA zone it is?
No, I wouldn't know that.
All right. I want to tell you about something. It might, just might, be warm enough for you because it gets down to 20 below here in the winter, and there's a tree. It's called Ponceris trifoliate. Common name, flying dragon, hardy trifoliate, orange tree. And it's actually a lemon. Now, you can get these seeds for basically 10 of them for $7. It's a rare seed. You can get them on eBay. And this is the farthest north growing type of citrus tree. Now, I bought 10 seeds, 3 of them sprouted. I'm sitting here looking at them right now, and now that they've sprouted, they're doing wonderfully. They will go in the ground this coming spring. In case you are interested in something like that, I just wanted to let you know about it.
Hmm. Well, I have enough room here. I have I'm a little under a third of an acre, but we have a lot of sand out. You know, it's not too far down. Well, I suppose I could try it in a pot or something like that. That name is rather long. You have it posted on your website anywhere?
No, but Lori, I'll send you the link, and you can put it on Facebook along with the link I sent you last night, if you would, please, ma'am.
Yeah, I don't go on I don't go on Facebook. I'm sorry.
Well, okay.
All right.
Do me a favor. I'm getting ready to let you go because we got lots of callers stacking up.
Yes, of course.
But give Ken. Ken, don't hang up on him. I want you to get this man's email address, and I will send him the link. I think that's the easiest way to do it, and I greatly appreciate it. So, Tom, stay on the line, or not Tom, yes. Ken, sorry. Stay on the line for Ken, or, yeah, for Ken. Ken in New York, Ken. Yeah. Okay, sorry, guys. Got confusing. Anyway, my engineer will take care of you. Just stay on the line. Next, we're going to go to Tom in Utah on line three. Good morning, Tom.
Are we hot?
We are hot and live, ready to shoot.
Of course, you pretty much know my position. Was it Ken in Kentucky? Or Mike in Kentucky?
New York. Mike in Kentucky.
By the way, I wish I could have asked Ken in New York how he's doing because my daughter's there by him. But anyway, I'm hoping that somebody, I'm hoping that when you get an opportunity that you get a copy of the China study put together by T. Colin Campbell out of Cornell University. The last of the part of that 1999 year, I ended up going up to Cornell, and we were, fine-tuning the manuscript for that book.
Okay.
What I wanted to make a comment on, though, is if you're worried about zinc in your diet, the way to maintain your zinc in your in your uptake is to not burden your body with animal protein and animal fat. Because when the body's trying to neutralize the uric acid, the arachidonic acid, the lactic acid, it is a consequence of consuming and trying to utilize animal protein and fat as a energy and construction material source. You create a lot of acids. And these acids have to be buffered. When they're being buffered by your body's chemistry, that leaches out the zinc that you got from your vegetables and your other, any source. And so eating animal food is expensive, and it draws your trace minerals and your micronutrients out. And you get to pee them out into the toilet. So if you want to maintain your zinc that you get from your green vegetables, stop eating the animal food, and you will keep your zinc. Your body will recycle it, just like with B12, with iodine. All of these critical trace minerals, they will stay with you if you don't try to buffer the acids that are created when you're digesting and utilizing animal protein. So I really hope people get a clue that if you want to survive this crisis right now, number one, you don't want to bring in the animal tissue because that's where the viruses and bacteria come in. They don't come in through the air. They don't come in on onions, like they claimed in the news this last week or so.
Hey, Tom, we got a break. Hang on, okay? We got a break, ladies and gentlemen. Back in 3 minutes, 1-800-313-9443.
All the seven oceans drop it straight into the deep blue sea. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's as sweet. She's the sweetest.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
This mountain, you know where I wanna go. Straight down the Mississippi River to the Gulf of Mexico. The Lake Charles, Louisiana, little Bessie girl I once knew. And she told me just to come on by if there's anything that she could do. Up on Cripple Creek.
Welcome back to the Rural Survival Show here on RVN. At the moment, we are speaking with Tom in Utah. All right, gentlemen, go ahead.
Okay, Tom, I was doing a lot of communicating back and forth with my engineer. To be honest, I forgot where we were at. Help me out here, buddy.
Oh, you mean in our discussion? No, I was just
encouraging
people. I know I offend a lot of people, but I say you got to get off of the animal foods right now because that's the vector for these viruses and bacteria, viruses as they so call, right? The organisms that create disease in you cannot survive in sunlight, oxygen, or the cosmic energies of the universe. And on your skin, they are denatured by your acids and by your salts. And in your saliva, they are destroyed rather quickly by the lysozymes in your saliva. So the only way you can get a sickness or a pathogen into you is to bring it in a large enough quantity that is protected. So stop eating your chickens. Just love them. Let them be your insecticide for the garden. That's a hard lesson, but right now it's critical for you guys to understand this. You know, these evil men, they know that you don't understand how you got the disease. It isn't person to person.
Right.
It's from your desire, your accidental or deliberate consumption of the fomite that protects these organisms. And that is fat, flesh, and fluid from the fauna, from the animal kingdom. You're an animal. Whatever infects the animal infects you. Now, the animals get away with handling these things because they operate at higher temperature. Your chicken is about 107 to 118 degrees.
That's what I thought, yeah.
They have a robust immune system, but they...
If we let our chickens out in the garden, there's only one thing that happens. We feed the coyotes and the foxes and the hawks. That's what happens. The only way we can do it is if we're sitting out there with a 12-gauge physically within 25, 30 feet of them. Because them critters
the other thing is they'll come right up
in the yard and snatch them.
Build a portable cage, you know, a wire cage for chickens, and you can move them around through the garden.
Right.
But anyway,
and I've been looking at those, actually. I'm just so busy right now with these masks that I'm making for people. You know, the first day we got flooded with 200 orders, and that was on August 10th, and we're still catching up. And an order doesn't mean a mask. An order means four or five of them. But I am absolutely looking at that portable cage. In fact, I bought wheels this morning, at a garage sale for it. So we're going to do that.
Yeah, see, quite frankly, we use the chicken. When I worked for the Department of Agriculture and, you know, veterinary pathology, we use the chicken as a marker animal to determine what diseases are in the area. The chicken can pick up and hold the infection, not be, killed by it. So then when we get that chicken that we've had out there in a cage or tethered down somewhere where we're trying to find out what's in that area, then we do biopsy on the chicken, and that's how we determine what's in the area. Like when I went down and was working on the Hunter virus in the Four Corners in 1993, the chicken was the marker animal to determine the presence of the Hunter virus in the Four Corners of Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, and Arizona. And the chickens all carried the infection. And that's how the infection got to the Native Americans and to their physicians. Anyway, when you get a chance, go to Gassy America, give me a call. But also, I encourage people to get a copy of the China study. I just want to tell you, why did we choose the title China study? Because what we were doing at Cornell was following the health records of people who moved out of China into America. And as soon as these healthy, vigorous Chinese moved to America, they fattened up and got diabetes and heart disease just like the Americans. That's why we chose that title.
Diet, because,
it is diet. And you'd be surprised at what happens when you get off the animal altogether. I know people think they've been programmed to believe.
Like I said last week, buddy, I still enjoy a good ham sandwich and a good hamburger, but I've cut way down on my meat intake, way down. And actually, I'm trying some of the things you say. I'm not a bonehead. I mean, I'm not afraid to learn and change. But so far, I haven't noticed a difference, but I'm only been doing it for 2 or 3 weeks.
Well, Olivia de Havilland. Olivia de Havilland and Kirk Douglas, you know, they were brought to me back in the late 90s, and look at the benefit that they experienced by getting rid of the animal. Olivia de Havilland just passed away at 104. Kirk Douglas passed away last year at 104. They got 20 more years by getting off of the infectious material, the fatty material, the digestively expensive food that comes out of the pasture you know, and the slaughterhouse.
Right.
Mankind is paying the price because he's violated that law from the very first garden way back with Adam and Eve. It's kind of weird to me coming out with that kind of an attitude as a scientist. But I don't care whether you believe in Darwin or Moses. The program is still the same. We are not carnivores. And when we become carnivores, it's expensive and, quite frankly, deadly. Anyway, go to gassingamerica.com, go to the bottom, and you can call me.
All right. Tom, I got to let you go. We got more callers. But thank you for your call. As always, buddy, we really appreciate the data you put out. All right, next we're going to go to Pat in Fort Worth. Good morning, Pat. Are you there, Pat?
That if you got a little garden like that, and you go out and your broccoli or your cauliflower, I think even the cabbage, it's been a while since I've done it. When it starts to bud up, you just peach it off. And then it'll make two. You pinch them off, and they'll make four. And before long, you don't even have to put it in the refrigerator. You can just go out every day and get a little bit of cauliflower, a little bit of cabbage, and I don't know if you'd call that Brussels, and broccoli. You don't have to have a refrigerator for your salad. Oh, and
well,
how you start your... How you start your garden, because we have a very short growing season here in general. And what you do is, well, you used to take a Coke bottle and cut it off of the bottom and fill the bottom full of the dirt and the seeds and water and stick the top back on it and put it where it's in the sun. And what it'll do is it'll go up and it'll keep on watering itself. And by the time you get ready to plant it out in your garden, it'll be already ready to about make food.
Wow. Now, Lori, you've done something like that, haven't you? I know you've been saving the bottles.
Yeah, yeah. You can actually take the bottles and do what they call a vertical garden. Put so much soil in it, you have to actually, it's got like rope or cable at each end of the bottle, but there's little holes drilled at the bottoms of them. You put the soil in it, your seeds, you've cut an opening on the other side that's up, and your plants can grow out of there. So when you water from the top, it just kind of drizzles down to everything else below. But it's, like I said, it's called a vertical garden, and it can be, you can grow things that way. So if you don't have a whole lot of space, that's one way to do it.
Well, I know when a round bottle has got something in it on the bottom, it's going to stay that way. It's not going to roll over anything. Is that what you mean, like a round Coke bottle?
Well, I've also seen it where they cut off the bottom of the Coke bottle, okay?
Uh-huh.
Take the plant, you put it in the soil, and you put the bottle over the top of it. Okay, acts like
yeah, that's what I did.
Over it.
That's what
yeah.
I said. Yeah, you don't have to worry about watering it because the water will just go back up and down.
Exactly.
Just make sure it don't try to come out the top. It gets so tall. Of course, you'll have a top on it, the top on it. But anyway, I just thought out. Oh, something else too. Since I've learned here, my son has a grapefruit trees and orange trees in North Florida up to the top of the house. I said, man, I never thought I'd see that. But anyway, here I've just grown orange trees from seed, and that was one of my questions I would like to ask the guy with the seed, you know, there.
What are you getting, Pat, when you grow them from seed? Are they coming up lemon or... some kind of orange. I mean, they won't come back true to form.
I haven't. I was interested in that seed. But I've had trouble with lemon trees, and I don't think it's any, I don't know, it must be the devil because something always happens to them. but I've got the orange trees, And the Mexicans take the orange tree leaves, if you cut them back because they get too tall at one time, and turn them into a tea. So I said, well, all right.
Oh, yeah, you can do that. Now, I'll tell you one thing that does come back true to form, and that is key limes.
Key limes, thank you. I'll try that.
You want those. And the easiest way I found to do it is take some kind of container, put pure sand in it, set it out in the sun, and water it about every 3 days until the water comes out the bottom. And then once it sprouts, use like a eighth of a tablespoon in a gallon of water of Miracle-Gro, and they will take off. And then, when it gets a foot or two tall, you can plant it, and you've got a key lime tree. And I don't know how cold it gets in Fort Worth, but if it doesn't
very
get
cold.
Too cold, okay, well, what you can do is
you
put
can cover
it in a big pot. Yeah, you can put it in a big pot with wheels, take it out during the summertime, you know, late spring or summer, and, you know, before your first freeze, and you can trim it. They make wonderful bonsai trees. And you can trim it, and you will still get fruit and keep the tree small.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate that. I just thought I'd throw those little things in there because it's just nothing I read. It's just that, you know, I tried it and it worked. And I said, well, why have one big head of cauliflower that you, when you just get a little bit every day? We may not have electricity to deal with anyway, right?
That's very true.
I appreciate everything. I was hoping Mike from New York would come back and talk about the money, but he got off on the food. But I guess that's what we need, more money, right? Okay, thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome, Pat. You have a good weekend, hon.
Well, Pat, we thank you for your call. Folks, we don't have time for any more calls today. We are all but out of time. Lori, is there anything you want to talk about? You got so cut out during the first hour. I don't mean technically. I mean cut out of the conversation, but it certainly wasn't intentional. While we got some time left, is there anything you wanted to talk about?
No, not really. Just want to, you know, remind people some states, school is in session, so be careful in the mornings and the afternoons coming home and going to work because of kids. But
please.
Other than that, no, you know, everybody that called in did great today, you know, no matter what they were discussing. I hope our listeners liked it. So, you know, I'm good today.
Cool. Well, folks, while I got time and don't have much, I want to shamelessly plug our mosquito net mask. We're almost caught up on orders. Actually, we are as far as the mass production. It's me shipping them out. Time-consuming process, individually shrink-wrapping each one and all that, and handwriting all the address labels out. But if you were to order today, you'd probably have them in less than 10 days. We're shipping everything out first class to make it easier. It really isn't costing people anything. I think it's $2 regular first class without a tracking number. But if you're interested, go to ruralsurvival.life. That's ruralsurvival.life. Top left hand, there's a link there. I believe it's black, highlighted, and yellow. Click on that. You can learn a lot about the mask. There's also an order button there where you can go to the ordering page to learn even more. By going to the ordering page, you don't have to order. You're not going to get, you know, emails saying, oh, you looked, but you didn't check out or something like that. That doesn't happen. To the best of my knowledge, it doesn't happen. But take a look, see if you want some. You know, we've caught up from that initial rush. All the materials are paid for. Most of them are on hand or will be in the next 3 or 4 days. So we're ready to go, folks. We are absolutely ready to go. So hope you'll look at them. Hope you'll buy some. Little anecdotal story. I'll tell you right after the break, folks. Back in 3 minutes.
Your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, KosherTify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher-certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the KosherTified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Just yesterday morning, they let me know you were gone. Suzanne, the plans they made put an end to you. I walked out this morning and I wrote down this song. I just can't remember who to send it to. I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days that I thought would never end.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. We have no more time for calls today. So we're just going to give our closing thoughts and our prayer for the day.
Well, Lori, let me finish up my little story on the mask, if you don't mind. What I was going to tell you guys is this. Lori and I last week, or maybe it was the week before, went to the major hospital that we have in the area in Rolla, Missouri. We walked in with our mosquito netting mask. They did not say one word the entire time we were in the hospital. Not one. Not even a funny look. Same thing happens here at Walmart. In fact, a couple of days ago, the young lady said, "Thank you for wearing your mask." And it was a black mosquito netting mask. So they work. Lori, anything you want to add?
No. I mean, you know, I was talking to my sister last night. She said a guy walked in with a Zorro mask into Walmart one day, and they just looked at him funny, and, you know, he says, "What? It's a mask. You didn't say what kind," and they couldn't say anything and let him in, but, you know. But the mosquito netting mask is the same effect as the ones that they're handing out in hospitals and trying to get you to buy, except you can breathe through them, people. Trust me, I have a small nose, and I'm not really a mouth breather. So if I can breathe through these with my small nose, you guys can.
Yeah. Well, I read a warning. In fact, it's posted. You guys might want to look at this. It's what the U.S. Army is handing out as face masks for protection of our troops. You go to that mask page, ruralsurvival.life, upper left, click on the link there in yellow, and towards the bottom of the page, you can see that picture I'm talking about. But the thing says right on it that the masks offer no protection against viruses or bacteria. And I just thought it was interesting with the Army under Force Protection Level C, which is pretty far up there, they're handing out masks to our troops that have no effect. Yes, Lori, go ahead. I'll shut up.
You're good. I'm just going to give the prayer for the day. Okay?
Okay.
It's prayer to St. Michael the Archangel. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him and humbly pray, and do thou, our Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl above the world seeking to ruin the souls. Amen.
Thank you, sweetie. All right, folks, same time, same channel next week. Hope you'll join us. May God bless America. May God bless our great president. And may God give wisdom to his advisors. And most importantly, may God bless you and yours. Bye-bye, folks.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
This is RBN.
The Republic Broadcasting Network.